You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
A chilly 48 degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. And like you heard Mark say, grab yourself a coffee.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, good morning.
Whoa, hey, is that coffee?
This is coffee.
An extra reason for coffee lovers to perk up today.
This is a jumbo coffee morning. I need coffee and an IV.
Is this coffee fresh?
It is National Coffee Day.
I need some coffee.
Can't start today without that fresh
cup of coffee.
Happy National Coffee Day.
I take your position. It's showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Coffee in one hand. Topahawk and water in the other. Let's do this thing on National Coffee Day. Morgan in the Morning, right now.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Hey, here's a way to save some money on National Coffee Day. Make coffee at home. Is this a new concept?
Spending too much for coffee, losing gasoline in the long coffee drive-through lane? Now there's a way to save money and time. Now you can make your own coffee at home.
Huh?
Take a coffee filter, pour in coffee grounds, slide those into your own coffee maker.
Mm.
Set it to brew, pour, and enjoy. How does that taste?
Pretty good, huh?
Like coffee.
There it is.
And this may surprise you. A 12-ounce bag of the coffee shop coffee is available in stores.
Oh.
And could save you hundreds of dollars a year by making your coffee at home.
What?
Get a home coffee maker today. They're available now.
Just in time for Christmas gift giving. What a great idea.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon's up with some late-night TV. He's going to save you some money, especially if you're blowing a lot on Netflix. It's National Coffee Day. Brew the coffee. We're with you, Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Some entertainment news. According to new data released by Netflix, people spent 625 million hours watching Bridgerton in the first month it was released. What's even crazier is one aunt in Dayton, Ohio, accounted for 600 million of those hours.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
We love practical jokes, don't we? Sometimes we don't even wait till April Fool's Day. And sometimes you have somebody at work that you do something to their desk and they return the favor. They do something to your desk chair or something. Well, television guys Nick Cannon and Kevin Hart have been in a prank war. I don't know if you know about this, but it's going back and forth. Kevin finally appeared on Nick's new talk show last night and admitted defeat. At least for now, Nick Cannon had Kevin Hart's jet plane wrapped with a giant picture of his face.
You gave my cell phone number to everybody around the world, all right? So now you're my first guest on my talk show. How does it feel to ride the cannon?
That's just terrific, Nick. Ride the cannon.
Well, ride it.
You know what? I tell you how it feels. It feels like I've lost. That's how it feels, Nick. Feels like you have one in the hole and you saved it. You made me forget all about the little prank wars that we were doing.
Facts.
You saved the good one for last. Not only did you give my flight information so that you can go and obviously wrap my plane and put the wording of Kevin's riding a cannon, which is just brilliant. You've also somehow managed to manipulate me into being your first guest. Now I'm actually doing an interview for you. All of this is a part of your prank.
Evil genius.
So the war is over, at least for now.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news. We like to practical joke each other once in a while. Rob's got the sports and Steve's got the AccuWeather. It's Morgan in the Morning. A chilly 47 degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning. Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg, well worth that drive down Route 45. Coming up, some viral comedy. You're a bird watcher. You see a woodpecker. How do you get it to come over and land on your shoulder? I guess you just call it.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on, come on. We'll do that story and the story of a little boy who tells his mom where he was in his last life. Yikes. Viral comedy coming up. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Okay, here we go with two weird videos you're going to have to look up later if you have the time. But listen to them now. The audio will just wet your whistle even more. This guy walking in a forest sees a woodpecker, calls it, and it lands on his shoulders.
Hey, how you doing?
That woodpecker, he's over there on that tree. I'm going to see if I can get him over.
So he whistles like the woodpecker, I guess.
Come on. There we go.
And it comes flying over. Hey, and it lands on his shoulder and sings in his ear. I can't even get my dog to come in the house after he takes a leak. I don't know how this guy does this. Maybe it's the whistle. I don't know. I've tried every whistle with my roommate, Leo. He goes out, looks at me. Nah, I'm going to walk the neighborhood for an hour. You can chase me if you want. Viral comedy. Now, finally, this one here, kids say the darndest things, right? You don't know where the kid may have got this, but listen very carefully what he tells his mom. He talks to his mom about his past life.
Again, and I did that.
You were a baby again?
Mm-hmm. And I did that again.
So you got ran over in a past life?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's crazy scary. But think about little kids. I hope this mom isn't too upset. Kids adorable, by the way. But my kids used to say things to me that they saw on TV. So maybe that kid was watching what? What was that movie, The Sixth Sense? I don't know. But maybe, just maybe, it was something the kid saw on a screen somewhere. Or maybe it wasn't. It is Halloween time.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We are celebrating National Coffee Day. Stop for a coffee or make some at home this morning to celebrate that delicious beverage. Alexis got some thoughts on that. Coming up next, stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Just in case you need help on National Coffee Day, no, not making the coffee or buying it at a drive-thru, just understanding it. We have some help from Alexa.
And now here are some slogans for coffee based on reality. Enjoy a nice balanced breakfast, consisting of coffee and more coffee.
Oh.
Congratulations on being just 27 cups of coffee away from the weekend.
Oh, thank you. Thank.
Coffee, fooling you into thinking you're in a good mood for approximately 19 minutes.
Oh, it's better than nothing, I guess.
Coffee.
Yeah?
That fine line between a smile and cramming your foot up someone's behind.
Hey, easy there.
And finally, coffee, keeping you busy until it's time to be drunk.
No.
And those are slogans for coffee based on reality.
Thanks, Alexa. Thanks a lot, I think.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Well, Mark is on the way next with the news, Rob, the Sports Center, and AccuWeather, which is looking good for the fair. We'll talk about no Pat Benatar. If you haven't heard by now, Pat will not be performing tonight because of an upper respiratory illness not related to COVID. We've got the details coming up next hour. Morgan in the Morning. High atop Blue Hill, a chilly day at the Bloomsburg Fair. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Heading to the Bloomsburg Fair today, you will not see Pat Benatar tonight. Instead, a pretty good rock band on a last-minute call. We've got the details coming up. Stay with us.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Pat Benatar with an upper respiratory non-COVID condition. We've got the details coming up. Morgan in the Morning.
Best songs on the radio. 94.1. 94.1. WQKX. In digital HD. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Well, if you haven't heard by now, the Bloomsburg Fair regretfully announcing the cancellation of the Pat Benatar concert tonight at the fair. The message coming from Pat Benatar's management, quote, unfortunately, due to an upper respiratory illness unrelated to COVID-19, Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo's performance at the Bloomsburg Fair scheduled for tonight has been canceled. All ticket holders should contact their point of purchase for refunds or for any questions. We appreciate your support and thank you for your understanding. End quote. Now, the Bloomsburg Fair, along with Pat Benatar, happy to announce that Starship, this is pretty cool, Starship featuring Mickey Thomas will be performing tonight in Pat's place. Now, the fair and the Pat Benatar Management Agency extremely grateful to Starship for jumping in at the last minute. Mickey Thomas, an original member, that guy could sing, man. So here's how it's going to work. All tickets will automatically be rolled over to the Starship featuring Mickey Thomas concert. Now, if you wish to keep your tickets, the ticket prices have been reduced, so a refund for the difference will be automatically charged back to your credit card within 15 days. And if you're a cash or check purchase, you'll be refunded by check within 15 days as well. Now, should you choose not to see Starship tonight instead of Pat Benatar, if you choose not to go, a full refund will be honored back to the original purchaser with the same procedure as we just stated. So the fairgrounds are taking care of things. If you have any questions, you should call the grandstand ticket office at 570-387-4145. Sad that we won't see Pat tonight, but the Starship show would be pretty cool, don't you think?
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers coming up with a double dose of late night TV. And Lynn Hall should be in with birthday buddies from old to young. No, not me, Lynn Hall. Halsey to Great Balls of Fire. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The U.S. Post Office announced that its mail delivery is about to get slower and more expensive. It seems like the changes have already got into effect because they mailed out that announcement 2 months ago.
French President Emmanuel Macron was hit by an egg while touring an international food trade fair. Said Macron, that's an oof.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies. Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Yeah, look who's in the room.
I'm here. Yes, I am.
I love when you come in.
It's always a fun thing.
Even when you take a day off, could you come in anyway?
Okay, well, I live here anyway, so
there it is.
I could.
That, my friends, the voice of Lynn Hall, and that must mean it's time for
birthday buddies.
But Foist, the celebrities.
Okay,
she's bad at love, but we love her anyway because she's very young. Halsey is only 27 years old.
My goodness.
So she's bad at love at age 27. Halsey, don't worry about it. You've got plenty of time.
Lots of fish in the sea, as my mom would have said.
Good point. Mm-hmm. And I think at 27, we all were bad at love.
Pretty much.
Kevin Durant, basketball fame, 33 years old today. I had Rob the Sports Center make a call. Rob, you around?
I don't
know who he plays for today. So we have to call Kevin Durant and see who he's...
Oh, yeah, because I don't know.
Yeah, well, he gets traded a lot.
Yeah.
Here's one we can have audio for. Andrew Dice Clay is 64.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Probably one of the funniest inappropriate comedians.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, you can't put anything on what he's talking about because, well,
that's right. When he says hickory dickory dock, make sure the kids aren't in the room.
So there you go. Turn it off.
Turn it off right away.
Yeah.
I don't know how this guy is feeling because he's getting up in the years, but a big happy birthday to Mark Farner.
I don't need a whole lot of money. I don't need a big
Well, yeah, you don't need any of that stuff. All you need is to be able to wake up on this side of the grass, Mark.
And might I say he's some kind of wonderful.
Yes, and he's 73 years old. I see what you did there.
73 today. Happy birthday.
Goodness gracious. Great balls of fire. Jerry Lee Lewis, number one, Lynn, is still alive.
I didn't know that, really. Seriously.
Why am I laughing?
I'm actually glad he's still alive.
Yeah.
How old is he today?
He's 86.
Okay.
The Killer is 86.
Yeah, that's right. He was called The Killer at one point.
Now it's time for the local celebs. We call them...
Birthday buddies.
You betcha. Happy birthday to Ann Hopper. She's lordy, lordy 40 today.
Barbie Kerstetter is from Middleburg. Excuse me. She's 54. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Kurt Zellers. He is 61. He calls us all the time to win concert tickets.
Wonderful.
How you doing, Kurt?
Wonderful, Kurt. Well, happy birthday, sir. Gretchen Fulmer, 22 today.
Happy birthday to Jennifer Mattern. She's 43.
And Candy Minium from Mount Pleasant Mills is 50 today.
Happy birthday to Michelle Aseed. She is 49.
Pat Grell is from New Columbia, 75 today.
Pat Grell is a good friend of ours with the American Cancer Society. Relays for Life.
Sweet.
Pat, I'll see you at the next car show, okay? Thomas Flame from Copemont is 66.
Vicky Burrows from New Columbia, 72 today. Happy birthday.
All right. And that is
that's
birthdays.
That's the list for today.
Nothing was sent in as far as Facebook Messenger or email, but we have a mom on the line today, and we want to say happy birthday to her daughter, Gabriella Coleman from Mount Carmel. She's 17 years old today.
Aww.
Yeah.
How nice is that?
So she's probably off to school. At Lourdes, you were saying, off to school today?
Well, she's off. Lourdes doesn't have school today.
Oh, they don't?
No. There's a teacher in service.
Oh, wow. Did she arrange that because it was her birthday?
I know. She just got lucky. She's going to the fair.
Okay. That's two good things. Number one, you don't have school on your birthday. And number two, you get to go to the fair on your birthday.
Isn't that nice?
That's great. All right. Thanks for calling, Mom.
Thank you.
Bye. I think she arranged it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean...
I'm a little suspicious.
Probably went to the principal's office and said, hey, my birthday's coming up.
Can I just take off? Can we have an in-service day?
Yeah, but I don't want to be selfish because it's my birthday. Could you close the whole school?
Everybody off. Exactly. Everybody on my birthday.
Hey, if you've got a birthday, we always want to know about it. And you could use our text club as well using the keyword...
birthday.
So there it is. Every day at this time, it's...
birthday buddies.
With my friend, Lynn Hall.
Indeed.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news. Rob's got the sports to see where Kevin Durant's playing.
Exactly.
We'll check the AccuWeather for the fairgrounds.
And what does he say today? Is Steve happy today?
Why did I say it that way? But it's supposed to be a good day.
Oh, good.
And
okay.
Still to come, your chance to qualify in our Penn State Ticket Blitz.
Sweet.
What's the name of the show?
I don't know. No, it's Morgan in the Morning. I'm just being silly.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
A beautiful day for the Bloomsburg Fair. Wow. It's been a good week. I'm not going to jinx it, though. I'm not going to jinx it. A cool 48 degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. The Register Chevrolet Penn State Ticket Blitz is with us again. Your chance to qualify for tickets coming up next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Wow, 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 wow. Penn State playing at home again this week. Did you hear? They're up two notches in the top 25. So they're up to number four in the country. Like, if college football ended today, they would be in the national championship playoffs. I think that's kind of cool. Number four, Penn State taking on Indiana. It was supposed to be just a normal, boring Big Ten game, said everybody else in the world. But no, it's not a 1 o'clock kickoff. It's prime time. 7:30 kickoff, and it's a stripe out at Beaver Stadium. So check your ticket stubs. You could be wearing navy, or you could be wearing white in the stripe out. Oh, you said you wanted tickets? There's the roar.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take callers 9, 4, and 1 to qualify to win in the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. Good luck.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
It is National Coffee Day, and Kimmel's got an explanation on coffee. Stay with us. Yeah, we got to talk Penn State now, though. We're qualifying people in the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet, Sunbury Inn, Northumberland Inn. We got Terry from Liverpool on the Ford Fun Line right now. Big Penn State fan?
Yes.
Okay, who are you going to go with if you win tomorrow?
I would like to take my son.
Oh, that'd be cool. How old is he?
He's 10.
He's 10. I'll bet you this would be like a life experience for a 10-year-old, the way that that stadium rocks.
Yeah, it would be awesome.
All right. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for you, Terry, all right?
All right. Thank you so much.
94KX. Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Happy National Coffee Day. Stopping for coffee on the way to work. Is that a ritual of yours? Do you make it at home? Whatever. Have a cup of coffee in celebration. Morgan in the Morning. Classic comedy. Jimmy Kimmel from 2014. Talking about coffee.
Legend has it that coffee was discovered in the 6th century by an Ethiopian goat herd who noticed that coffee berries gave his goats more energy. So he built a stand out of branches from an olive tree and started charging the goats $6 a cup for them. And the rest is history. One of the most expensive coffees in the world is called Kopi Luwak. It's made by, you probably heard about this, they feed beans to a civet, which is a creature like a cat. So the civet eats the beans and they travel through its digestive system. And then when they come out, supposedly the beans have a rich, mellow flavor. But the guy who figured that out must really love coffee, right?
Yes, he does.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news. Rob, the Sports Center with the sports. Steve with the AccuWeather looking good for the Bloomsburg Fair. And soon, October. Could you believe it? Friday will be October 1st already. And that means we paint the valley pink. Morgan in the Morning, mic'd up, coming up next hour. Stay with us. Beautiful day for the Bloomsburg Fair, or just another work day, just another school day, or maybe an in-service day at school so you can go to the Bloomsburg Fair. You get it. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
We call the segment Morgan in the Morning, mic'd up. It's almost time for Paint the Valley Pink. Stay with us. Details coming up next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Birthday girl Halsey there with the Chainsmokers. If you were listening with birthday buddies, she's like a whopping 27 years old today. Morgan in the Morning, mic'd up, we call this segment where guests come into the studio. I'm wearing pink flamingos for a reason. It's time to start painting the valley pink with Evangelical Community Hospital. We've got Donna Shuck with us, Associate Vice President of Philanthropy and Donor Relations. And here's a name you're used to, Drew Kelly. He's one of the team here, but also communications manager at the Miller Center. And it has listed chef.
That's being kind.
So it says chef. So let's talk about something that we did last year virtually, and it's coming back this year. It's called Cooking Men.
That's right. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
So we're really excited to be back and in person with Cookin' Men this year. This is our 11th year, and we're really excited to, you know, finally be back together. So We're getting ready. It's going to be on October the 21st at the Rusty Rail, 6:30 to 8:30. And our chefs are lining up, and they're ready to lead the charge to support the Thyram Humphreys Center for Breast Health.
Now, the three of us in this room know this event and love this event, but how does it work? I mean, a bunch of people say they're chefs, like Drew and I, and we're really not. We get some help and we raise money, right?
Absolutely. So it's about three components: food, fundraising, and fun. So really, it's a great event, and like you said, not everybody is an actual chef. Uh-huh. They are self-appointed chefs in many cases, but all great cooks. And the food that's offered is just amazing. And it's really a tasting event, so people can go from table to table and get a sample of just some wonderful delights.
Now, part of the fun is that the chefs, there are contests where they could win, right?
That's correct. We have three contests. So the Top Chef is actually a fundraising contest. We ask each chef that is involved if they would try to raise at least $1,000. And and last year, our Top Chef raised more than $6,000 himself. And so they do a great job fundraising. And we raised, the chefs collectively, over $19,000 last year. So that's the Top Chef.
Wow.
And then we also, at the event, have a favorite dish contest. So
okay.
The attendees vote on which recipe they like the best, and that's selected right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the real fun contest
yes.
is called the Pink Flair,
uh-huh.
and that's really for the chefs to decorate up their tables and really pink it out and and really show their spirit for the cause.
I think it's a great event, and like you said, fundraising and fun.
Yes.
Okay, and that's the big one. Are we allowed to mention anybody on board already?
Oh, sure. Well, yourself, Tom.
Yeah.
You're a chef, Drew, of course, is back. Drew's actually been with us from the beginning, so
mm-hmm.
all 11 years, and Drew's also served on our planning committee, and we have Jim White from VNA back. He's also been a longtime chef with us, and mm-hmm. we have some returning chefs, Ryan McNally and Dr. Patterson, Dr. Stefan, and of course, Dr. Turner, who is our surgeon at the Center for Breast Health.
And he's the boss chef, without
yes.
a doubt. I mean, he comes up with some great dishes.
Yes, he does.
Wow. Drew, give me your personal feelings on this. I mean, it was virtual last year because it had to be. Now it's back to being real. You've been with every single Cooking Men. What's in your heart about that?
Last year was really special because everybody stepped up. You know, we knew that it was going to be hard not to be able to have an in-person gathering. But like, you know, Donna said, 19,000 raised by those chefs just from people who wanted to support the cause. So we're really excited to be back in person this year and see our friends. So, you know, we reduced the number of tickets available to make sure that the event can be nice and spaced out. So they'll go quickly this year.
How do we get tickets?
So you would go to evanhospital.com/cookandmen, and you'll be directed. We are taking all ticket sales via phone this year, so the number is 570-522-4852.
Okay.
So that is the only way to purchase tickets because of our limited sales this year.
Right, limited sales kind of make, like Drew just said, everything's more spacious. I guess we should touch on it as far as safety. Is there anything you want to say, Donna?
Absolutely. We are taking precautions because of our current environment with COVID, and so all of those are also outlined on our website.
Okay, so the best bet would be go to the website.
Absolutely.
All right. Drew, any hints on what you're doing this year? I mean, we're competing, but we're old-time radio buddies. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, any hint on what you're doing? Because I'll give you a hint if you give me one.
You'll know when I know. I haven't even.
I feel my whole life is on a need-to-know basis as
yeah.
well. So I am very close to bringing aboard a celebrity chef who I just met like a couple weeks ago. So
good.
When I know, you'll know.
How's okay, that? Good.
All
good.
Right.
Quick shout out to our sponsors, too. We've got
yeah.
tremendous support from the community. Wise Markets has stepped up year after year after year. So we have to say a big thanks to them for being you know, our top sponsor of the event.
Yes, thank you, Wise Markets. Guys, thanks for coming in. It's nice to see you in person and instead of all the virtual reality we've had. And we're looking forward to Cooking Men October 21st, Rusty Rail.
That's correct.
See
great
you there.
To see you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Still to come, we've got Tom's top list. It is National Coffee Day. Where are the deals when it comes to coffee? We've got them for you. Coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Congress is drafting a bill to legalize marijuana.
Yeah, that's how bad the country needs money right now. We're like, guess we'll start selling drugs.
-51 degrees, high atop Blue Hill, a beautiful day for the Bloomsburg Fair. We talked about it earlier this morning if you were with us. Unfortunately, the Pat Benatar concert at the fair has been canceled for tonight. Pat's got some illness, upper respiratory condition, non-COVID-19 related. Starship will be at the fairgrounds tonight instead with Mickey Thomas. That's pretty cool. You can keep your tickets and use it for that concert, or refunds are available. See the ticket people for all the details. Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Beautiful day for the fair. Beautiful day to get your car washed at Ultimate Express Car Wash. And oh yeah, it's Wednesday. That means half price Susquehanna Valley. Details coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
It's a Wednesday at the wash, a beautiful sunny day. Get your car washed today at Ultimate Express Car Wash, either location on the Strip in Sealands Grove, Route 11 Danville there by the Geisinger, Geisinger, as my mom says, and Williamsport next to the Papa John's. You can win a $20 gift card from Ultimate Express Car Wash just for being part of the Wednesday at the Wash Club. Join the 94KX text club and receive a $2 off coupon every single Wednesday when you text the word WASH, W-A-S-H, to our text number, which is 49330. Get the weekly code. You got the coupon. It's that simple. For more details, go to Ultimate Express Car Wash website, and that is washmydirtycar.com. Love that website. Washmydirtycar.com. How about that? Hey, it's also, it's also a half-price Susquehanna Valley today. Details coming up.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, I just said that. Coming up, we've got details to get on the web at 9 a.m. to save big. Stay with us. Enjoy your National Coffee Day, no matter where you get your coffee, maybe even at home. Consider this. If you complain about how expensive that cup of coffee is when you go into work, the most expensive coffee is about $600 a can. Wow. Brazil, of course, grows the most coffee on the planet. Remember those Juan Valdez commercials? Juan and his donkey on the side of a mountain? Yeah, did you know that Vietnam is number two as far as producing coffee? And before you drink that second or third cup at work, you actually can overdose on coffee, but you probably won't. You would probably need to chug about 30 cups of coffee an hour for a couple of hours before it gets toxic. So go ahead, enjoy your coffee.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.